Hi guys, just a quick pre-show note. This episode and the next three episodes after this one are sponsored and promoted by my local library. I was just letting you know and just thanking the library. I will thank you again at the end of the show, but thanks guys. Hello and welcome back. I am your host BrackyZacky2. This is Minecraft for Beginners. Today's topic is the Minecraft spin-off, Minecraft Dungeons. So now we have the topic, on with the show. So, like I said, today's subject is the Minecraft spin-off, Minecraft Dungeons. There have been three Minecraft spin-offs to date: Minecraft Earth, Minecraft Education Edition, and the most recent edition, Minecraft Dungeons. Minecraft Earth recently closed down in July and was discontinued. No more updates, and the game is now no longer available for download. I never personally played it, but I knew somebody, namely Too Good for Chicken, who did, and he said it wasn't the greatest thing. Minecraft Education Edition was another spin-off designed for schools, so it incorporates coding, and there is actually no way to beat the game in survival mode, just to stop the kids from just playing Minecraft in a coding lesson. They have coding helpers and stuff like that. But I've gone a bit too much down the rabbit hole of Minecraft education. Let's head back to the largest outside of school spin-off, Minecraft Dungeons. I play it myself. It is currently only available on Windows, not Mac. And I have cheated the system by using a Mac-Windows crossover. So, the premise of Minecraft Dungeons, it's basically a dungeon crawler game instead of your normal sandbox Minecraft game. The goal of the original game is to beat the Arch Illager. I'm not going to try not to give away any spoilers here, but in the special segment I will be spoiling some of the DLCs. So if you have not played the DLCs yet, I suggest you don't tune into the next segment. There are multiple power levels, and there are three different levels of gear: common, rare, and unique. There are also DLCs and other ways to get gilded weapons, and these are in basically another level up. Basically, the whole point, it's a point and click game set in medieval style. So if you're just introing to dungeon crawlers like me, it's a great start. It's nice, relaxed, and is very cheap. Is available on Steam just now, which we'll be talking more about that in the Minecraft news segment. Available on Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, Windows, and stuff like that. Well, with this out of the way, and the explanation out of the way, let's get on with the special segment. Today's special segment is called Dungeons DLCs, Dare I Do Them? And it's about the fact that if you enjoyed the main game, should you bother getting the DLCs? So, let's get on with the segment. So, to really start us off here, if you're buying the game and you're not sure what edition to get, but you have a feeling you're going to like it, I'd buy the Hero Edition or the Ultimate Edition. They're the best value and you can get all the DLCs. Even if you don't like the game, you'll still have it. Only costs an extra $10 and saves you about another $10 from buying either the DLCs separately or buying them in the Ultimate Pass. So, if you're just getting into the game, I'd suggest you buy the Hero Edition. If you like dungeon crawlers, but if you're just getting started with dungeon crawlers, I'd just go with the first edition. So, if you've bought the normal edition and decided you want to play more, what DLC should you get first? So, in terms of story, the story DLCs go like this. The Jungle One, Creeping Winter, Jungle Awakens, Creeping Winter, then you get the Howling Peaks DLC, the Hidden Depths DLC, then the End DLC. The Nether DLC is not a story DLC, it's just an alternate dimension DLC. The end DLC completely finishes off the story, and I'm not going to talk about it today because that would give you way too many spoilers. But if you're really interested in the story and just want to finish off the story, I just grabbed the end DLC. It gets 3 levels and a bunch of new content for the base game. In my personal experience, Howling Peaks is my favorite DLC. The aesthetic and gameplay of this DLC are amazing, and the gear that you get is really good. The Underwater Ocean Hidden Depths DLC was actually one of my least favorite for gameplay, but for aesthetics, it was my most favorite. The Nether DLC and the Jungle DLC are among my least favorite content of the game. Sadly, the Jungle DLC, the textures just weren't very nice. And it's just the Nether DLC, it just didn't have much story. I like lore, but if you don't like lore and just want levels and gameplay, I'd go for the Nether DLC. It gives you 5 levels instead of the normal 3 or 4 for DLCs. And just gives you long levels. And just gives you a bunch of extra content. There are no bosses. There are mini bosses, but there are no bosses. The ghasts are rather annoying to fight, though. So, in my ruling, if you like the game, DLCs, I dare do them. Well, on to our next segment, Minecraft News. This week's Minecraft News segment will be rather short due to a lack of news. There is only one short article on Minecraft.net, and it's a few days old. But I'll read it to you anyway. So, the news on this article, and I mentioned it earlier today this week, Minecraft Dungeons is now on Steam. Get it today along with special bonus content. This article is written by Sofia Dankus. It's Swedish, I can't pronounce it. It's a short article, only a few paragraphs long. But it's current on retailing on Steam. It's currently, Minecraft Dungeons is retailing for cheaper than when we originally bought it months ago. This is rather awkward and very annoying. Well, that kind of totals it for the news this week. So, on to our next segment. Now it's time for our third segment this week, Minecraft Dictionary. So, I don't need to explain it to you, you've probably been listening to this podcast long enough to work out what Minecraft Dictionary is. And if you haven't, that's on you. The 5 words this week are end, torch, endermite, apple, and cactus. Okay, let's start with the first word, end. End is the dimension, or the end, at the basically end of the game. It's where you get all of your end game items, but it is in no way the end of the game. Minecraft is, like I've mentioned before, a sandbox game. But the end is where the officially recognized final boss resides. You can access it through an end portal in a stronghold, which is found using Eyes of Ender, crafted with an ender pearl and a blaze powder. And you throw it and it'll land where the fortress is, or the stronghold is, and you dig down and you have to fill the portal blocks with Eyes of Ender. It's this whole fun thing. And okay, the second word this week is torch. Torches are crafted with 1 stick and 1 coal, the coal on top of the stick, and it will give you 4 torches per recipe. Torches are used to light up areas. They give out a light level of 14 when placed, which means they light up blocks around them for 14 blocks, respectively. Like blocks, 1 block away from a torch will be at light level 14, next at light level 13, and so on. Torches are a great early game light source, but other than that, they're not the most interesting blocks. Okay, the third word this week is endermite. Endermite is the little bug that sometimes spawns when you throw an enderpearl and teleport. It will spawn and do damage to you, small amounts of damage, and unlike silverfish, it will not call in friends. They're greatly used for if name tagged, so they don't despawn. They can be used for enderman farms and also great funny pranks on friends. Although I do still hate them. I hate them a lot. Okay, on for our fourth word, apple. Apples are sometimes dropped when you mine the leaves of an oak tree, or if you just let the oak tree leaves decay. They can be used to craft golden apples if you put it in the center of a crafting table and then surround it with gold ingots, you get a golden apple, which gives you buffs and extra hearts for a few minutes. Other than that, there isn't much else to apples. On to our fifth and final word, cactus. Cactus or cacti are only found in the desert, and when cooked can be turned into dye or crafted into dye, green dye and light green dye. And once created, you can use it to dye leather armor and a few other things, and banners as well. Cacti can only be placed on sand, and if there's blocks to their direct sides, you can place blocks diagonally from them. But if there's blocks on their direct sides, they cannot be placed and they will not grow. So, cactuses are fun. Oh, they also have spikes and will do damage to players when players walk into them. They are the only thing that can break netherite other than blowing it up. If you throw netherite or any item into a cactus, it will disappear as if it was burnt or blown up. So cactuses are great garbage bins, but don't accidentally throw your diamond sword at one. I've done it before, it's painful. Well, with this segment done, it's on to our last segment. Now it's time for our fourth and final segment, Minecraft Minute. We all know Minecraft Minute is a segment where I can talk about anything in Minecraft as long as I keep it refined to 1 minute. So my timer is set, let's get on with the segment. The subject for Minecraft Minute this week is End Cities. As I mentioned in Minecraft Dictionary, the end is the stony dimension at the end of the game. But after you've beaten the End Dragon, you can do some exploring in the end, and you can go to one of the outer islands floating in the void. There, you might find an End City. So the End Cities are basically these massive towers with all of these branches inside, which you have to do parkour to get up. And they also have these creatures called Shulkers in them, which spit things that make you levitate. And once they hit you, you levitate for like 10 seconds. And there's also a 50% chance of spawning an end ship, which inside of it has an elytra, which allows you to fly. There's also really good loot and really good stuff. Well, my time is drawing to a close, and so is the show. On to the outro. Well, sadly, we've reached the end of the show. If you haven't already, please subscribe and leave us a review, whether a star review or a written review, if your podcast app of choice allows that. We are currently available on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, and Anchor.fm. So if you could head over there and subscribe, or just click the subscribe button where you already are. This is completely free and greatly helps the show. Also, check me out on YouTube or on my Patreon, which will be linked on my new website, which will also be linked in the description. I just want to thank my local library once again for sponsoring me and helping me out and promoting my show. Well, thank you so much for listening. This is Wacky Zacky 2, signing off.